Find a fleshed kli inside my chvesei. Open up my fleshed drawer, and there is a milchik spoon. So what do I do? Common question. Ma'isim b'chol yom. So the Rama writes it's mutter. You don't have to be concerned that this milchik spoon was washed together with the fleshed silverware in a way that would make it aser. And the Taz, Sifkat and Yudalit, says, what's the reason? This is fake sveka. First of all, the spoon might not have been together with the fleshic stuff when it was washed. And Intim Salomer it was. Maybe it wasn't Ben Yomo, and there wasn't Shuman on it. In other words, it's not necessarily the case that every time you washed a milchig spoon together with the fleshic dishes, that it would necessarily osser the spoon. For example, Eino Ben Yomo or the like. And to that we could add another bunch of sveikos, right? Like maybe there was, even if there was shuman, maybe there was shishim connected to shuman, and maybe it was washed with soap, and maybe, you know, nowadays, for sure, we could be makil because we generally wash dishes with eroi, right? We don't, not like in the olden days when they used to mamish wash dishes in a kli rishon al gabi ha'esh. And therefore nowadays, because we wash with eroi, the post can say, even one sefik you could be makel. Good. So that's if you have one sefik. So we said you could be makel one sefik. What about the following? What about if you find in a fleshig dishwasher a milchik spoon? So now, there's only, right, the first sefik of the Taz, which was, remember, that the Taz said when you find a milchik spoon in a fleshig drawer, maybe it wasn't washed together with the fleshic stuff, right? Maybe it just, you know, was accidentally placed in the wrong drawer. But in the case when you open up your dishwasher, and it's a fleshic dishwasher, and you see a milchik spoon, then there's no sveikos. You know with absolute certainty that this milchik spoon was washed together with the fleshic dishes. So now what do you do? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? So many poskim that I saw say you have to be machmir. You have to kasher that spoon. Well, what about the soap? So the poskim say, nah. As we mentioned before, the rinse cycle that takes place before the soap is dispensed might have caused the milchik spoon, in our example, to become fleshix. And, one second, and don't say, what about Iroi? Right, the Ramah holds Iroi isn't maflid or mavliya ke'achad. So, first of all, it might be worse here, because the hot water, the water becomes so hot in the dishwasher, it's mamish boleya, it's like a kli rishon kimat, right? It's boleya, the shamnunis, that's, let's say, in the fleshik dishes, and it spritzes it onto the milchik dish, or milchik a spoon, and therefore it's aser b'diavad. And even if you're going to go, and moreover, it like lands on it when it's already hot, right? The milchik whatever it is spoon is very hot, and the fleshik shamnunis will aser it. So maybe you don't have to aser all the fleshik dishes. Maybe they're shishim or the like, but certainly the milchik spoon, right, should be aser even b'diavad. So if it's a spoon, so okay, there's the zeg haferloch. You could kasher it. What about if it's a plate or something like that? What do you say there? Maybe you could be makel because it's nifsek hakiluach. But one second, the shach says klipa. But we saw there's disagree, and you don't know if there's mamashos of the other type of dish, right? The flesh that landed on the spoon and the like. So different poskim say different things. There are poskim that say that's it, throughout the plate. Nothing you could do. And especially because, like we said, even if it's nisak hakiluach, but the shach aser is a klipa, and even though there's soap, but there's no soap at the end, and there's no soap at the beginning. Okay. However, Rabbi Willig, b'chia gavna is mekel. You don't have to kasher anything. Why? Yirish nisak hakiluach. Aye, the shach? Tchazanish. And moreover, and there is soap here. There's soap. Aye, but there isn't soap at the beginning. It's not clear that the water is hot enough at the beginning before the soap is dispensed. Right? And what about at the end? Nap or not? We'll talk about that. Well, we did talk about it already. And the like. Well, no, we will talk about more at the end. Soap at the end when we do Sif Hei and the soap Shiloh. So, and Lamaisa, for those reasons, you don't have to kosher it, even if the milchik spoon was dirty when it was put in, which you could then argue is even more of a problem. No, but there's mamashas. That's the. Okay, that's not that many sfeikos you have when it's in a dish. And let's say you. So, but anyway, yeah.
If it's a metal spoon, why couldn't you say kabolo katpolo, meaning on the last rinse cycle?
We'll talk about that. Kenzine. It doesn't meet the conditions for Hagala, really, is the answer.
Yeah, but Kabbalah.
Well, so that we'll talk a little bit more when we do June's month. But that's a possibility. It's a possibility. It's not a crazy possibility. You have to find out if at the end this latter cycle has the same conditions exactly as the first cycle. But that is a possibility. It's not a crazy possibility. It's not a pasha possibility. Well, let me explain to you why. Because there's not shishim. Let's say it was bolea ben yomo fleshix, right? You have your milchik spoon, and you put it next to, you put it with all the other spoons. So there's shamnunas all over the place, flying around, right? And we know that if it gets a hit, it could taka aseret, right? Good. And then, so you're going to say there's Hagala, right? So Hagala ben yomo only works if there's shishim. The whole notion of Hagala de iru is actually a very interesting question. And how does it work? Can it work if it's ben yomo, or maybe not? Maybe Hagala de iru could only work by definition if it's eno ben yomo, despite kabolo kaf poto, because kabolo kaf poto on its own doesn't kasher, right? You still need the shishim. So we'll talk about that more when we do Hafshir Kalim. Okay. So let's turn now to Simen Sadi Dalet Sif Hei. Let's read it together, even, because this is very hard. I don't know how much of a chance everybody has to go through this so carefully. So we'll read it together and discuss it briefly, and then go on to the next topic. So the Mechaber says, "Im nafal." I was reading the wrong part. So you have a new pot, parv pot, and you cook water in it. The tachvu ba kav cholava. So now you put a smilchiga spoon into the parv pot. And we'll see, there's no shishim. So what should be? Does the pot become milchiks? Not bar not, you're saying, right? L'chorah, it shouldn't. Certainly for the mechaber, who's makel for not bar not by bishul. So we'll say that the spoon is tam rishon, the water will be tam sheni, the pot should be tam shlishi, shel hater, right? So it should be not bar not. Okay, good. V'achar kach chazru bishul ba mayim pam acheres, and you cook water again in it, v'tachu bakaf basar. And then you put in a fleishik spoon. V'shtei akapos hayu b'nei yoman, so they're both ben yomo, there's no shishim. So before you read what it says, what would you think? You say, here, not bar not again, kevaldik. So the pot is a mamish not bar not. So what's the halacha? Aser l'shtamesh b'kedera, lo basar v'lo chalav. So you can't use the kedera, neither for fleishiks or milchiks, but you could use parv. Whoa. So what does this mean? Right? This is very problematic. And Rama, it makes things a little better, but still does not solve the problems, especially the problems with Das Mechaber. The Rama writes, Haga, Mihu, Im Avru Vishel Ba, Basar O Chalav, Mutter, Davi Nabarnat. Okay. We'll continue with the Ramah's very interesting minhag coming up. So the Ramah says, well, b'diavet everything will be mutter, which the Mechaber might agree to, but l'chatchila, he agrees it's asher. Now, the Ramah's being matmei l'chatchila is still problematic, though a little bit less problematic. The big problem is the Mechaber, right? Which is why should this be? And even though, you know, the Shach claims that the Ramah Mechaber agrees that you shouldn't be going napar not l'chatchila, but this isn't l'chatchila, it's already b'diavet. In other words, even if you're going to say, this isn't questionable, but even if you're going to say that it's not right to put the spoon in, once you put the fleshik spoon in, don't put the milchik spoon in, but you did already, so now why can't you use this pot for milchiks or fleshiks? So there are many answers to this question to explain this very difficult psak of Mechaber, and as we'll see, many of them are Yesodister. So the Darkei Moshe, this is Osvav, writes that the smak is machmir l'chatchila for the opinion of the Rivan. Right? The Rivan held not bar not doesn't work for Bishol, and he held, according to the Darkei Moshe, that even shlosha nosnei tam is aser, because it's not tam shlishi, it's like chad taima, right? Nothing, according to the Rivan, if you really go with that shita all the way, so it never goes down a level. So that would explain it, and this is also the very final answer of the Daf Achron Shalataz. As I mentioned to you before, you have to look here at the Daf Achron here, the final answer. Now, that could be a great explanation, perhaps for the smak, but it's not going to be a very good explanation for the Mechaber. Why? Because Mechaber doesn't paskin this way. He's not machmir for the Rivan by not bar not in Simen Tzadi Hei. So this still does not explain the psak of the Mechaber. Okay, let's take two. So another answer given by the Taz in the Daf Achron is that according to the Beis Yosef's understanding of the smak, if there's already blios of not bar not in Dagim, it's aser l'chatchila to be ma'ariv them with the Minasheni. Right? Remember, the Beis Yosef understood that the smak disagreed with the Sefer Truma. The smak said you can't be gorim not bar not l'chatchila. Not because of the Rivan's chiddush of, right, the first approach we mentioned. We're not going in order. The first approach we mentioned is it's aser because we're choshish for the Rivan. Okay? The second approach is because we're choshish for the smak, who says that we're never ever going not bar not l'chatchila. And I, one second, did the Gemara says dagim shal b'kara matel achla makutach? Right? No, that's only if after you mix the dagim with the kutach, then you can eat the kutach. But after the alu b'kara shal ba, so you can't mix them up with the kutach. That's the way the Beis Yosef understood the smak, and therefore the Beis Yosef says, Mechaber says, well, since we have an option here to use the pot for other things. Right, I could keep this pot parev. Okay, why do I need the pot to be flay sugar milchik? So I'll make it parev. So therefore, it's l'chatchila. Therefore, it's aser l'shtamesh lo baser v'lo chalav. And that's why that's why the Taz says. But the Mechaber will agree that if it was already, let's say, a milchik or a flayshik pot, because you actually cooked milchiks or flayshiks in it. Let's say instead of if this started not by putting a flayshik spoon in a parev pot, but you cooked meat in this pot. So then, of course, if you put a milchik spoon in, the pot would remain fleishiks, and you could continue to cook fleishiks in it, right? But, in this case, since it was never muchsak as either milchiks or fleishiks, so then this is l'chatchila, it started off as a parv pot, keep it as a parv pot. Okay, that's explanation two in the Taz. This too is difficult, because again, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadi Hei wasn't choshish for this view. In other words, both of these explanations of the Taz work very nicely to explain the smak that the Beis Yosef quotes. But they don't explain how this is consistent with the psak of the Beis Yosef in Simen Tzadi Hei. Yes?
I thought the smak said that it's usher to do with kavana. In other words,
that's the shiloh. What does the smak mean? Right? Remember, we had three pshatim, how to understand the machlo, that smak, right? There was the simple reading of the Beis Yosef that saw it as a machlokas. Then there was, but then we asked, how does it deal with the Bedek Abayis? We saw the approach of the Arch Mishach. We saw the approach of the Shach, the Raman, the like. What does the smak mean when he says it's aser l'chatchila? So, the way the Rama reads the smak is what you just said. The Rama reads the smak as saying, yeah, you shouldn't l'chatchila create a situation where you're going to be relying on not bar not. But if you've done it already, then you can mix it with the milchiks, right? great. But that's not the way the Beis Yosef understood the smock, according to the Taz. We already saw, l'chora, that the Beis Yosef doesn't read the smock like the Rama, which is precisely why he sees it as a machlokas. That's what the Rama and Darkei Moshe there get so upset about him. Right? Now, again, as we noted last time, the Beis Yosef's Havana in the what's begadr l'chatrilan is very unclear. There's stiros. There are different approaches to being Yashiv the Das of the Beis Yosef, like we saw in the Arch Mishach and the like. But the way the Taz understands the Beis Yosef's understanding of the smock is this way, which, again, is conceivable for the smock, but very difficult, because then why is the Machaber being Sosin that way? Okay. Next, we have the Taz. This is not in the Daf Achron, this is in Sifkat and Vav. He writes that the pshat is because of the minag that the Rama writes later on. We're going to get to this in a minute, but the Rama is a very interesting minag, which is the Rama writes just a little later on here. Kedera shebishlu bayirako, so mayim. So you have a pot that you cook vegetables in. The top of kaf ben yomo, and then you stick in a fleishik spoon ben yomo, bakdera nebas yomo, o lehapach, o sheish b'maychol shishim, hakol shari. The noagim lahachmir. So really, everything is totally fine in that case. But still, noagim lahachmir lechol hamayachol kamin kli shu ben yomo. We're going to try to be machmir. Say, well, you may as well eat this mayachol like the kli that's ben yomo. So if it was a parak pot and you stuck in a fleishik spoon, so eat these vegetables with fleishiks. The lesser kli shenu ben yomo, and then. Or let's say it wasn't a parak pot. It was a milcha gena ben yomo pot and a fleishik ben yomo spoon. So, kasher the pot and eat the vegetables with fleishiks. Okay. Now we'll talk about what that means exactly and why it is. But the Ramath says, Veinu al-chomer ba'alma medina kol shari. So that's a minhag. In other words, it's not minhagin. And this machaber is also based off of that minhag and taking it one step further. In other words, but the point of this explanation, and so why is that? So we'll talk about what the basis of this minhag is in a minute. But basically it's because it looks like a klishal iser, right? Somebody goes ahead, and they see you cooking in a milchik pot, and they see you dipping in a fleishik spoon, oh, you give them vault. Looks bad. People don't know anything about nat bar nat. They get all nervous. So we don't want them to think you're rishayim and get confused and start cooking basul chalav and all those things. So we, I don't know, somehow or another this chumra developed. But basically, what's the pshat in the Ramah? The Ramah already tells you that this din is a chumr be'alma ki medina kol shari. So that's the pshat in this mechaber also. The mechaber is not telling you what the halacha is. It's betam minhag. Now the difficulty of this is that to explain a mechaber based off of something that the Ramah writes is a little funny, right? If the Rama said something like this, fine, right? But the Mechaber didn't quote this minhag. The Mechaber didn't write anything about ki medina kol shari enu al chumra ba'alma. So to explain the Mechaber based off of a minhag that the Rama is going to quote, a chumra that the Rama quotes, is difficult. It's difficult. Mechaber does not quote this and say this is a chumra ba'alma mita minhag. And though the Rama says that about a different halacha a little later on, the Mechaber didn't know that the Rama was going to make that hasaga. So this too is difficult.
Question of how the Rama saw his hagos, meaning is the same needed the Rama?
No,
is the same as
that's a shaila on what the Rama is saying it on a different halacha. The Rama is not modifying the Mechaber at that point.
Even
he's saying something else.
You have to say that the Rama is saying it.
Okay.
In the
Mechaber. Yeah, even so, but that doesn't help for the Mechaber.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but mikoch doichak. That's what the Taz says.
Wow.
Okay. That's Taz answer number 3. No, that's in Sifkat and Vav. We went out of order. This is in on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, good. Now, the Shach asks on this Mechaber, besides all the halachos that we already mentioned, that doesn't make any sense, he says, Mineupe, it doesn't make sense within a Mechaber. Because Mechaber writes that you could do Hagalah for Kelim Shalchamet, even if they're not going to be shishim. Right? Now, that means l'chatchila, I'm allowed to go ahead and I cook noodles in my pot. Right? I dump out the water And now I put a new water and I kasher my spoon in the pot for Pesach. So that's mamish worse than this case, right? But let's say it's the same as this case. So you're allowed to do that l'chatchila, you're allowed to kasher that way. So how in the world could the mechaber say that if you do this with a milchik spoon and an afleishik spoon, it trafes up your pot, right? If you're allowed to even do Haggalah that way. So the Taz, that's the Shach's question. So the Taz says that, well, you know what? That's different. Pesach, not the Afshar. It's Afshar to
wait. Didn't he say that because here you can use it with Harav as opposed to there?
No. But why should you do Lachatchila? It's Afshar. Wait till the pot's Ein Ben Yomo. Wait till you, or make sure you have Shishim or something like that, right? We would never kasher our spoons like that. We make sure when we do Haggalah for Pesach to make sure it's Ein Ben Yomo or at least Shishim. So he says, the Taz says, well, that's different. It's just like a one-time event. It's for Pesach, it's Lefi Sha'a. Whereas over here, you want to use this like you want to rely on Not Bar Not Bofen Kavua. In other words, you sort of Not Bar Notified this pot. And therefore, every time you use this pot going forward, you're going to be relying on Not Bar Not. No, that's not a good idea.
What's
Chomer de Pesach? Chomer de Pesach is a different thing. Chomer de Pesach is to be choshish for far-fetched concerns of chametz. We already saw it. We don't always... Sometimes for Hechsher, for Pesach, we have certain kulas. Because it's not going to... Since this chumrah of the Mechaber is based off of a concern of what it will lead to, and it looks like bad things and people get confused or all that stuff, so then it's not... For one-time event, we were makel. That's what the Taz says to be Miyash Mechaber. Anyway, after all these yeshuvim, Lamaisa, the Shach, Sifkat, and Tezvav disagrees with the Mechaber. And he says, no. In the Mechaber's case, it would be mutter l'chatchila to be mishtamesh for the kedera, either for basar or for chalav. And that's true, not just for the Mechaber's more lenient opinions in Siman Tzadi Hei, but even for our more stringent opinions in Siman Tzadi Hei, right, where we're machmir for bishul l'chatchila, and we're machmir in general for l'chatchila, and the like. So why is the Ramah, sorry, why is the Shach so makel? So he says here we have a couple of stadim lahakel. And again, he thinks, we're not going to go through his all analysis, he thinks that the Mechaber didn't understand the smak right, and the Ramah didn't understand the smak right, and there were, anyway, there were tos tfus, there's tfus Venezia, and tfus Krakow, and this tfus Krakow got it wrong. We won't get into all the cheshbonos over there. But bottom line, is this is the psak of the Shach, it's mutter l'chatchila, and two reasons. Number one is here we're dealing with Shloshe Nosnei Tam. Like we said, what are the Shloshe Nosnei Tam? The spoon, let's say the fleishik spoon is Tam Rishon, water Tam Sheni, pot is Tam Shlishi, right? And the truth is by the time you put in the milchik spoon, it's even more. Then water again is Tam Revi'i, Shalhat, right?
And also before
the whole it's good. So... And so even though the Ramah is generally machmir and he's choshish for the Rivan, l'chatchila, we're machmir for Bishol, we could be makel for Bishol when there's shlosha nosnei tam shel hater. Right? So what's interesting here, very important, and we already saw hints to this in the Ramah's Psakim and Siman Tzadi Hei, in different aspects, is that we're not choshish entirely like the Rivan, even l'chatchila, that Bishol does not affect anything. Right? Maybe when you read the Rivan, you'd get the impression that Bishul is not maklish anything at all. Right? Nothing goes down. It's, you know, Tam Rishon, Tam Rishon, Tam Rishon, Tam Rishon. So if you cook noodles in a fleshed pot, those noodles are Tam Rishon Shel Basar. Right? It's mamish kilu, they absorbed, you know, they touched a piece of meat. No. We assume that in Bishul, it is weakened. So it's true. We're in L'chatchila, we're Choshesh, we're Machmir. It's not weakened as much as the case of just putting the fish on the fleishig plate. But it is weakened. And therefore, when you have Tam Shlishi, we're Mekel. Okay? Even by Bishul. Number two, he says, this is not Barnat Mikliel Kli. And not Mikliel Ochel. And that is the second reason to be Mekel. Here, Lekulei Alma, we could be Mekel for Bishul. Meaning to say, when you have Shloshe Nosnei Tam, two of them are kelim, then we're meko, even l'chatchila. Here you have shlosha nos netam, right? And two of them are kelim. What do I mean two kelim? Spoon and the... What's the tam rishon is spoon, tam sheni water, tam shlishi is pot, right? And two of those three are kelim. So then, for sure, you could be meko l'chatchila. So, what does that mean? That's going to be very important, kula, as we'll talk about in a number of cases. For example, the suvi shaila. Right? I told you, what's the halacha by suvi? So you remember what a suvi is? Suvi is the fancy schmancy immersion heater. The yisod of a suvi is like this. Let's say you want to cook a steak. So I'm not so fancy. I don't usually cook steaks either. But l'kavod de Memorial Day tomorrow. So we have shir. Don't think about it. But theoretically, if we didn't have shir tomorrow, so you might want to have a barbecue. So you're going to make your barbecue and you're going to barbecue your steak. So what happens with your steak is like this. The outside gets very well done because it comes in contact with the fire, and the inside is still very rare. So, you know, for thousands of years, everybody was very happy with this. But recently, people chapped that we don't have to settle for that. So instead, what we'll do is we'll make sure that the entire steak is equally the perfect temperature. Let's say you like it at 138 degrees. Okay? Instead of the outside being like 180 degrees and the inside being 120 degrees, no, we're going to make the entire steak 138 degrees. So what do? You put your steak into a plastic bag. You put the plastic bag into a pot with water. You put your sous vide into the water. You set it for 138 degrees. You leave it there for who knows how long. Long time if you want. Okay, to come back, whatever it is. 16 hours later, now you're ready for your steak. And the whole thing, mamish, inside, outside, exactly 138 degrees. What could be better? So moist. So succulent. Okay. Good. So now, why is it a shaila? Then the next day, you want to go ahead and use the same sous vide for what? To cook. I don't know what you cook. That's milchex. Slice of pizza. I don't know. But people told me you could cook milchex in the sous vide also. Very good. Tuna melt. Okay. Slow cooked tuna melt. Fine. Anyway. Yes, okay. So you'll look on the internet and you'll find what sous vide milchik recipes you could have in honor of Shavuos. So l'chayra, it should be, we're machmir for not bar not by bishul l'chatchila, right? So even if you say it's not bar not, why is not bar not? Steak to bag, so the bag is tam rishon l'chayra, bag to water is tam sheni, and water to sous vide, tam shlishi. Right? So, okay, but it's bishul. It's all bishul. Machmir l'chatchila for bishul. But no. Because here, it's tam shlishi, and it's going to be even more once you put the water, and then the next one, it's going to be tam, like, shishi. Tam chamishi. But even without that, it's tam shlishi, shel hater, two of which are kelim. What do I mean, two are kelim? Right? The bag and the sous vide. So l'chayr, according to the Shach, should be mutter l'chatchila to use the same sous vide for milchiks and fleishiks.
What's the heter of kelim? Because they're noach liflot, so it's because they're kosher and loa?
Yeah.
So then...
Oh, whatever it is. We know that belios are... I'll just read you the lashon of the Shach. Vod dehacha kevin dekashloshinos neitam atam ayotzei El akaf umin akaf el amayim umin amayim l'kader l'kulei al mashari. Moshakav says, "De'im hochmu b'mayim b'kader shochalav toch meisleis lochashibas yoma b'shas achimam." Now, people, my name is Bashal. Right, brings them a fourth right that this has to be right, which we accept. Sefer Tumah says, when you cook water in a fleshed pot, it doesn't make it ben yomo again. Right. Even according to the Nispashtal Wasser, or even if you Motib Gimel Nos Neitam, Tamachashinavel Kliv, Menelmaim, Menemaim, Chosev Nivlo, Kliad Kan Lashono, and then he calls a whole bunch of other Rishonim that say that. So, Lamaisa.
Meaning, if you had a Tam Rishon that was food, and a Kli, wouldn't they rebound to the same thing? Meaning, wouldn't it? Why do you need two kelim dafka?
Because it's more, it's more huklash with two kelim than with two foods.
Even though it's no huklash food.
That's going in and out, but in terms of the degradation of the quality of the kleos. Okay.
Well, let me,
now, just let me just finish one point in the Shach. But the Shach says like this. The Shach will say, so what happens if you do this? Halacha l'maisa, what would you say? So again, I went ahead, I have a parf spot. First I put in the fleishik spoon, then I put in the milchik spoon. So he definitely disagrees with Mechaber and Ramah. Both the Mechaber and Ramah say, l'chatchil, at the very least, you should treat this pot as parv, and I shouldn't cook milchik or fleishik in this pot anymore. But he says, I will at least concede one point, which is actually a concession to the point that the Taz makes, but not as far as the Taz takes it. Right? And that is that you should use it like the second kli. So if it was first fleishiks and then milchiks, you should treat it like milchiks. Why? Both the Shach and the Taz agree to this idea, though again, the Taz takes it much further, which is that a parav kli tries to, doesn't like to be nikba in one thing or another, right? And therefore it sort of pushes it into what it's more likely to be. In other words, if this started off as a fleishig pot, and then you put this spoon into it, so it remains a fleishig pot, right? But if it started off as nothing and it's still barely anything when you put the milk spoon into it, then the fleishik spoon tips the scales. That's an idea that even the Shach concedes. Similar to what the
scale
means, it makes it a little more fleishik than parv, and therefore better to use with fleishiks.
But because it's second?
Just because
it was last, yeah, exactly. Well, what's stronger in this pot? Tom of flesh or tom of milk? Since it's fleishik was last, so...
In the kli or in the
water? In the kli.
Still,
it's a little more fleishik than milchik. Yeah, but it's still a little more... No, it's tom, the pot's tom shlishi. Right?
So why is it more? It's more tom shlishi.
It doesn't matter. It was second. It was last. It was more recent. The more recent infusion of taste was from meat.
Is the Shach trying to answer the Rimana Shach that we saw in the beginning?
Don't. We don't need Rimana Shach. I don't know what you mean. But okay, before so before saying that,
either way, it's gonna be. It has to be 1 minute. It can't say.
It reflects. Maybe it reflects a similar idea. Might reflect a similar idea. Yeah. But that's much. This is in a sense, a bigger chiddush, which is that both the Shach and the Taz agree to this idea, which is a very big chiddush, and might ruin my suvi hatter. Also, the minhag of the Rama might ruin the suvi hatter, right? About the spoon case. Though, I asked Rabbi Willig about this about 8-9 months ago, and he thought it's mutter. He wasn't worried about that minhag. Which I thought was a bit of a chiddush, or this idea, which is also a big chiddush. But the Shach and the Taz both agree, and even the Taz takes it much further, but even the Shach concedes to it to some degree, which is a very strange idea. I don't know, very strange, surprising, which is that it's like being parev is very unstable. You know, it's like the Rishonim say, elements that are... elements are very unstable unless they're mixed with other elements, right? So they try to become something else. And only a little bit is enough to push them over. So when you have this, it's enough to push it over, the tchiva shnia, to make it basically treated as fleishiks. Why? Because we're looking to be koveya something. We can't just treat it as parev. And therefore, we should be koveya based off of the tashmash achron. His lashon is diyoser nishar batam ha'achron min harishon. So again, if originally used it as fleishiks, then it remains fleishiks. Why? Because which is the stronger taste? You started off as fleishiks. Your mamish cooked meat in this pot, right? Let's say now it's einu ben yombo. Okay, now you put in a milchig spoon. What's the din? What's the stronger tam? Fleish. right? Because you mamish cooked flesh in the pot. So it means flesh cheeks. But if you never cooked actual flesh in the pot, you only put a meat spoon in the pot, and then you later put a milchik spoon in the pot. So what's the stronger tam? The milchiks. So then it's a milchik pot. That's the bottom line for the shach. Of course, shadvarim are also going to be okay. Okay? Fine. So that is this very fascinating question. Now, another very important application of this halacha, this idea especially of the yisod of the shach of tam shlishi. If you go back to the Rishonim, you already see a basis for this idea of tam shlishi being different. I mean, certainly within the world of the Ramban, who holds that all of Nat Bar Nat is hetter of tam shlishi, but even among those who don't hold of that, the idea of tam shlishi being different, there are a lot of at least allusions to this idea in the Rishonim. It's the shach who is the one who really develops this. But it's also, if we were had more time, we would do this, but alas, we don't. But if you remember back in Simen Kuf Gimel, there's a fascinating machlokas between the Shach and the Taz about Nat Bar Nat. And I said we would go back to it and discuss it when we do Nat Bar Nat, because only then could you appreciate it. So it turns out that I lied. But only partially. Take a look over there at the Ramah. It's against Ramah Simen Kuf Gimel Siv Beis. Right, aval niru hatavshil harishon bekaf. The tachva charkach hakaf latavshil sheni, shugam kin pogem lo nasra kadeira. And there's a machlokas shach and taz. Taz was sifkat and bav, and then the shach responds in the nekudas hakasef. What that case is, but bekitzer the shach in the nekudas hakasef says that the pshat Rama is based off of what the Rama says over here about shlosha nosnei tam. Right. In other words, Ramah was choshesh for Rivan, that there's no bar not by nispashlo, but if there's shlosha nos neitam, it's mutter. And that's why the Ramah over there required it to be a tam shlishi, right? Or in that case, that the tam rishon be pagum. That's what answers the Taz's question, right? Okay. So anyway, take a look there, and you'll find a lot of nachas. You'll be able to go back and see that shach and Taz and shach. And when the first time you saw it, you probably didn't understand it at all. Now, hopefully, if you look at it, you will be able to understand it. Okay. Now, we have to go back to this very interesting Ramah that's over here, the Minog of the Ramah. And the Shach Sifkan Tezayin asks on this Minog of the Ramah, right, which is that if the Kaf and the Kedera were both B'nai Yoman, so then, there's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah, as we know, from Simen Sadi Hei Sif Gimel, right? And according to the Ramah, you should be Machmir. And that's what the Taz writes in Simen Sadi Hei at the end of Sifkan Ches. So why is the Ramah Mekil? Because one of them was Eno Ben Yoma, or their Shishim B'mayim. Good. So, the Ramah writes this idea of Noagin L'Hachmir. Now the question is, which case was he? Did he say Noagin L'Hachmir? Let me just read to you the Lashon of the Ramah again, and you'll see the confusion. The Ramah writes, "Kedera shebishlu b'yirakos umayim v'tachlu bo kaf ben yomo," right? "V'kedera ena bas yomo," or the opposite. So we have ben yomo spoon ena ben yomo pot, or ben yomo pot ena ben yomo spoon. Oh, sheish b'maychol shishim. Or, let's say they're both ben yomo, but their shishim keneged, presumably, the spoon, right? So I call shari. Okay, that's all pashat. But the nogin lahachmir to lechol hamaychol kemin hakli shehu ben yomo. So, first of all, nogin lahachmir, the shach says, is not going on the case of shishim. Even though, you know, when you read the Ramah, it sounds like Nogin L'Hachmir is modifying whatever he just said. Doesn't make sense to be Machmir in the case of Shishim. Great. But the problem is, okay, so it's going on the other case, right? But then I have a different kasha, which is what? Why is this only a minag? Only a chumrah, right? Medina kol shari. It's not true. Because L'chatchila, how did the Ramah, Paskin, and Sadihei, were choshish for what? The Rivan, right? So for choshish for the Rivan, it's not true. Then this is mikra din the halacha, Right?
Why?
Because let's say you have a Ben Yomo pot, and you cook in it, whatever, pariv, and a spoon. So this should be aser l'chatchila. What? Well, again, take a look. The Shach says. Says, no. The food.
Yeah.
He says like this. You have a ben yomo pot, right? Let's say the fleishig ben yomo pot, and now you cook noodles in it. Okay, and then you dip in a milchaga eno ben yomo spoon. So this is what the Rama says. The minag is lechol hamaychol. Kimin haklishu ben yomo. Okay? So you should treat these noodles as fleishiks. Right? Now I have a question. That's not a minug. That's the din. The din is that we don't, if you were choshish for the rivan by bishul. Mm-hmm. So we don't treat these noodles as tam sheni shel hatter. Right? We treat them kilu as tam rishon shel hatter. Right? Right? From Simon Sadi Hay, if I asked you, you cook noodles in a fleishig ben yomo pot, are you allowed to put cheese on it? What's the halacha according to Rama?
No.
And if I said, is that a minug or is that a din? What would you say? It's a din, right? Now, it's true, if b'diavad you put cheese on it, we might say, we would say it's mutter b'diavad, because we're only choshesh rivan l'chatchila, not b'diavad, but it's a din, right? So why does the Rama over here say that this din, to treat the noodles as fleishiks, is a minag chumra be'alma, right? It's not true. It's a din. So that's why the shach changes the girsa. The correct girsa should be v'nagu lechol ha'maychol bimin hakli shehu ben yomo. Now it's very good. Why? Because remember, since Sadi Hey, the Rama told us that even though we're machmir for the rivan, that's with respect to food, right? You shouldn't put cheese onto the noodles, right? But he tells you that nagu lechol hamaychol bi min hakli shehu ben yomo. Mitzad minag, you shouldn't do this. Don't put the noodles onto a milchig plate. Put the noodles onto a fleishig plate. Okay? Good. Now, then the Rama also says that we're noig lahachmir for the kli she'eno ben yomo. So, in terms of the spoon that you stuck in here, right, to not use it even for shar dvarim, right? The last or a kli she'eno ben yomo. So, what is the basis for this minhag? So, the Taz says, this is here in Sif Katan Vav, in Simen Tzadi Dalet, and he reiterates this in Simen Tzadi Hey, Sif Katan Tes, that it's because of Maris Ayin. Why? Since we're telling you, you should eat the food in a Fleisha Kli, right? So, if you were going to be able to use this spoon, in other things, people would come to confusion and the like. Okay. And the Chavos Dask is a different explanation. He says that with Kalim, we're more machmir to say that in the way you cooked it, you should treat it as a Tam Ma'alya, even though it's not Barnat. Well, some you see from here, we're sometimes a little more machmir by Kalim, sometimes a little more Mekel for Kalim. At least Mitzad Minag. Okay, good. The next very important, mamish very important issue that comes up is the back to Simon Sadi. Hey, we're done, Simon Sadi Dalad. Finally, we finished it retroactively. Back to Simon Sadi. Hey, Sif Dalad. So Shulchan Aruch says the following, Yirali. Oh, this is like the first chiddush we had in the Shulchan Aruch. Yirali. She'im nasnu efer b'mayim chamin shebiyoyra kodem shenichu akderas b'seicha. So we're talking here about dishwashing. Right? And let's say you want to go ahead and wash your milchiks and fleishiks dishes together in the same pot. Now, whether this is l'chatchila or b'diavet, we'll talk about in a minute. But you did. So we'll say it a b'diavet case. Right? So now, if you washed, before you put, we talk about the Eifer, right? What would the halacha be if you washed melchiks and fleshiks dishes in the same pot according to the Mechaber? What's the din?
It's bishon, it's not kudishon.
He's matir, correct. Except if they're dirty. Then obviously he's machmir. Right? So let's imagine we're talking about where they're dirty. Right? Because typically, when you wash dishes, you wash dirty dishes. So, if I go ahead, though, before I put my milchiks and fleshik dishes into this cauldron, this dishwashing cauldron, I first put in afer. Afer was used for soap. And then I put in my dishes. So then he says, afal pisha shuman davak bahen, right? They're all dirty. Mutter shayideha afer no sin tam lefgam. Good. So before you look at the shach and the taz and the gra, you say, this is rather innocuous halacha. Even though he starts off with V'irali, it's a basic halacha. We already know from Zimin Kuf Gimel and elsewhere, this principle of no sin tam lefgam doesn't seem to be such a revolutionary chiddush, since that to say that the afer is no sin tam lefgam for anyone who's tried eating afer, like on Erev Tisha B'Av, we know it doesn't taste so good. So like, what's the big deal? This seems like a very innocuous halacha. But then you look at the Nosei Kelim, and it seems like everybody disagrees. The Shach, the Taz, the Gra, they all disagree with the Mechaber. But what isn't at all clear is why they disagree. And what would you, like, what is there to disagree about? It seems like a very, like we said, an innocuous halacha. It seems very mistaber. So that's what makes this sif very difficult. So we're going to go ahead and we'll present first the view of the Taz, the objections that the Shach has to the Taz, then the views of the Shach, the objections that one could raise with that as well, and then the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. And then with that we'll be able to address the question of Starbucks. So the Taz asks on the Ramah from Simon Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. Or not on the Ramah, I should say. The Ramah doesn't say anything here. From the Ramah on Simon Pei Zayin. Remember, over there, this should be very reminiscent to all of you, since I'm sure you've all started Chazara. So the Ramah over there had four chumras. And one of the chumras was that when you have this kli that you use for shampoo making, so you shouldn't use that kli. Why? Because how do you make shampoo? They wash not just their dishes with ashes, but their hair with ashes. Ashes were very helpful, I guess. And the problem is that when you take the ashes from the bottom of the oven, so there's little bits of milchiks in the ashes and little bits of fleshiks in the ashes, and then when you cook that up in the pot, it makes the pot ki'ilu bas b'chalav, and therefore the Ramah says you shouldn't use this pot, right? So what do you see? You see that we don't just say ashes solve the problem, right? So that's the kasha that the Taz asks. So l'chora, there are a couple of very obvious answers to this question. Number one is that the Mechaber, you can't ask that as a kasha in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber in Simon Pei Zayin did not bring that chumra. The chumra is from the Maharil. He didn't quote the Maharil, so as a kasha in the Mechaber, it's not even going to be a kasha, right? And moreover, even the Ramah over there wrote that this is a chumra and not min adin. So, don't ask over here. Maybe the Taz thought that the Mechaber was mekel even l'chatchila for this. So he thought, well, based off of what we say in Pei Zayin, you shouldn't rely on this l'chatchila. Okay. Maybe, but it's still not a kasha on the Mechaber. Maybe it means like, well, why did the Ramah should have piped up and said, based off of what he said in Simon Pei Zayin, we don't think this is true. Okay, maybe. Another point that the Shach and Inukudis Kesef brings up is that the Mechaber never claimed that the Mamashus over here, that's Nidbak Bekli, would become pagum aide ha'efer. Right? And it's very interesting. The Shach, this is in the Kudas Kesef, brings up the Shita of the Ran, which we saw in Simen Kuf Gimel, that Shuman that's Be'en is Nifgam after Me'es Leis. Why? It's Davar Muat. So even though we already saw that we don't accept that Ran, right? We assume that anything that's Mamashas is not Nifgam. Nevertheless, the Shach says, well, maybe over here, the reason why the Mechaber is Mekel is because it's just a little bit of Be'en, a little bit of Mamashos, and that's, with respect to that, the Efer is potent. And the Ramah, in Simon Pei Zion, is talking about something more substantial meat and milk that's mixed into the ashes, Guf HaChalav and Guf HaBasar, and that's when ashes are not potent, are not effective. Now, before we get into further details, one of the things you see from here, and we'll see it even more in the Shach inside, is that clearly this Efer is not like bleach. It's not like something that ruins everything, right? Doesn't make... So that's why the Shach says, well, maybe it only works for a little tiny amount of Shamnunis Shebe'en. It's not going to be pogam large swaths of Basar and Chalav. So that's the taina of the Nekudas HaKasef on the Taz. Now another problem over here, that Tzemach Tzedek brings up, Simen Mem Zayin, is that even if it's no Sein Tam Lefgam, you shouldn't be able to do it with Chatchila. And then it's an interesting question, was the Mechaber here being Mekel Chatchila or only B'diavad? Okay. So that's sort of the discussions within the Taz. Right? But those are four kashas on the Taz's kasha on the Mechaber. Right? Again, the Taz asks on the Mechaber from Simen Pei Zayin. So we have four kashas on that. Kasha number one is that the Mechaber doesn't hold on the Maril. Kasha number two is maybe the Mechaber is only Mekel in Simen Tzadihei because it's a little bit of Shamnunis. Number three, maybe the Mechaber is only Mekel here B'diavad, and in Simen Pei Zayin, the Maril is Machmir L'chatchila. And finally, number four, is that this is anyway only a Chumra. Good. Now, the Shach has a different objection. So he doesn't like the Taz's objection, but he has his own objection to the Psak of the Mechaber. And he says, this Psak of the Mechaber is against Tosfos. Why? Because if you remember, Tosfos, in discussing Chanan by Shari Surim, says, I have a gevaldik raya against Rabbeinu Tam, in favor of Rabbeinu Ephraim. If you hold of Chanan by Shari Surim, so then it's not going to be possible to do a gal and a kli ben yomo. Why? If they're shishim, fine. But let's say you have a big pot you want to do a gal on. So Tosis assumes that the Torah implies you could do a gal on any type of kli that you'd want to do, even a very big pot. But the problem is that you never could have shishim because the walls of the pot are less than shishim keneged the contents of the pot. And if it's a very big pot, you don't have a bigger pot to fit it into, right? The biggest pot in the world, so it doesn't fit into any other pot. It doesn't sound like from the Torah that you have to wait till Tzeinu Ben Yomo. The Torah says there's a way to do Hagala. So if you hold of Chanan Midiraisa, there's no way to kasher this pot, right? Whereas if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's a very simple way to kasher the pot. You do it in two steps. You do agala once, and that diminishes it. It's now 1/30, let's say it's shloshim, so it diminishes it, but it's now 1/30th the size of the original one, and you do it a second time. If you hold a chanan, it doesn't work. That's Tosfos. Now, he says, if the Mechaber is right, that there's an Eitzah to put in some Efer, so I have a great Eitzah over there. You could go ahead and just put in a little bit of Efer, and then you'll be able to do agala, even according to the opinion that says Chanan by Shari Surim.
It's very strange.
Okay, good. So now, so that is the kasha that the Mechaber says, that the Shach says on the Mechaber. This is only Shach. Okay, now, here's the kasha that we don't understand, which is, Zalzain, it's a good kasha, right? But why not? Lemaisa, if it's pogam it, so we hold, Shach isn't denying the principle of no Sein Tam Lefgam, right? The Shach does not deny no sin tam lefgam. So I don't understand. If the mitzios is that by putting in the afer, right? So all the blios are going to be pagam. So why wouldn't it work?
Who says it's pagam before the chalos?
Chalos. I don't know what chalos you're talking about.
Chalos on the.
Let's say I want to do the Hachshir Kalim, right? So now, whatever you boil up a pot with water, what happens? All the blios come out of the walls of the pot.
The blios hit the water.
Okay, well, the blios hit the water.
He says it hits
the I don't care what it hits. The whole Tarovest becomes no Saint Tam Lefgam, right?
Yeah, but
good. Now, then it goes right back in. Does it osir it? No.
Oh, the pot.
So I solved my problem. Right? I don't know how to deal with Tosfos. But if the Mechaber is right that it's po game, so then it should work.
Yeah, but that's different than our case.
It's the same as our case. In our case, you have milchik pots, dirty milchik dishes that are dirty, and fleishik dishes that are dirty. You put in a bunch of afer, okay?
Yeah, maybe.
Then you drop in the pot. So now, the water. So you could say, no, maybe it's going to, the shamnunis will go from one to the other without going through the medium of the water. Fine. But that's not the kasha the Shach asks. Right?
I don't think it's a kasha at all. That
would be a kasha I could understand. If he said... We'll get to that kasha. Good. Okay. So, right? So, kasha, well, we'll ask your smallest question in a second. I think it's a smaller question, but the bigger question is, how could the Milchaber be wrong? In other words, naniach it's against Tosfos, right? Okay, but he's right. It's no sin tam lefgam. Then, kasha 2 is what Shmuel's saying. Maybe, you don't bring a raya. Tosfos is talking about what? Hagolah! So, it's true that I could do a kunz to kasha this pot, right? I could also do libun. Right? But all Tosfos is saying is that there's no heter al yedei hagala. And this is a kunz, it's not a gala. Tosfos didn't say there's no way to make the pot kosher, because you could certainly do libun, for example. Right? So you can make the pot kosher. But you can't do a gala. Right?
No,
Hagala won't work. This isn't Hagala. This is something else.
The second time would be Hagala.
No, no, wouldn't Hagala, because Hagala means koshering with water. This is not koshering water.
The first time is no sin tam lefgam, the second time is Hagala. Because now you have shishu against the pliyot.
You don't need a second time.
You do.
You don't.
You just pour the afer.
You pour in the afer, you boil up the water with afer. All the tam goes into the water. It's all pagum, right? So we have two gigantic kashas on the Shach, right? Kasha number one is... even if he's against Tosfos, but how could he be wrong? Kasha number two is, it's not even against Tosfos, right? Wow, this is very strong kashas. And we're out of time. Bona del Makula. Let's start here and pick up tomorrow. But if you can't sleep at night, so look at the Chazon Ish, either in Or Chaim or Yodei, he answers all these kashas.
Which
sinner? Chaf Gimel Aleph in Yeridaya and Or HaChaim Kuf Chaf Beis Vav. Okay? And we'll explain tomorrow the answer to this question, and also how we paskin, and also how this relates to the permissibility or impermissibility of drinking coffee at Starbucks, as well as tomorrow we're going to do all of Siman Tzadi Zayin. Now, it's very important to do Siman Tzadi Zayin before Shavuos, because Siman Tzadi Zayin, as you saw already, if you saw it, is all about Shavuos. Okay? Where else do you have the halachos of Shavuos in Yoredeya? Siman Tzadi Zayin. So, I guess maybe Hilchos Talmud Torah, I don't know. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do tomorrow, Siman Tzadi Zayin, and we will finish up Siman Tzadi Hei, and then leave over Siman Tzadi Vav for right after Shavuos, and then the next day you'll take a Bechina, and the next day we're going to start Hechsher Kalim and Tvilas Kalim. What time do you want it? What time works best? Since there's so maybe we'll there's Kolal Seder will probably end at 5:30. I'll tell you what, would you prefer to do it right after Mincha at 1:30?
Huh?
145.
After the Chabura, I usually
get better. Rebbe probably has a lot to
okay. Do. Okay. I don't know. I think probably. So we'll do 4:30. So that way you can.
I'm going to come probably in the
afternoon. I can't make it
without getting fun. You can do barbecue afterwards. We'll see. And then we'll also talk about a great Shiloh, a great not bar not barbecue Shiloh that Yoni asked this morning. We'll talk about that. A very fascinating, great question because it brings up all of our simanim and not bar not and like a bunch of things. We could talk about that question together also. So that's tomorrow.